Today's daf is Shabbos daf Peihe, and we are at the Mishnah about 8 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Dalid Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yitzchak Eliyahu ben Chaya Sarah, Avram Kaddish ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekusil ben Gittel, Rafal Chaim Shai Yashav ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Baruch Tzvi ben Shloimis Vega, Nachum ben Esther, Chaim ben Yama Mordechai ben Ida, Yael Bas Bela, Chizkiyo Shloimis Ziskin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, and Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilu Nishmas Ichil Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloimis Zev ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir El Chanan. So the topic of the 9th parak of Masechet Shabbos is very much a digression. The Mishnah at the end of the 8th parak had mentioned the halacha that was very much negei Hilcha Shabbos. How big does an earthenware shard have to be to say that if somebody would carry it on Shabbos, he would violate the Malacha Vaitzah? There was Machlokes Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir, Rav Yosi. Rav Meir brought a proof, a zecher ledover, from a pasuk in Nach, Sefer Yeshaya, Perek Lamed. And from there, the Mishnah digressed and discussed other halachos that are also learned out from a pasuk in Nach. The first halacha was negeya, the laws of Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Akiva Shid Chiddush, that Avodah Zarah, in addition to being Aser, Yaharugu Vayavar, is also Tameh. Tameh like a Nida. How did he know that? He learned it from a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya Perek Lamed. We learned the halacha related to a sfina, a ship. A ship is tahar, it's not mekabel tumah. Machloik is the chachamim and Chananya. Why? According to the chachamim, it's learned from a pasuk. Not Yeshaya perek lamed, but rather Mishle perek lamed. This next Mishnah is going to discuss another halacha that's learned out from a pasuk in Nach. This one again is going to be from Sefer Yeshaya, not Perek Lamed, but rather Perek Samach Aleph, and the halacha is halacha in Hilchos Kelayim. So just a very, very, very brief introduction to Kelayim as it relates to what we need to know for today's daf. So we know it says in the Torah, Sodcha Loi Sizra Kelayim. One is not allowed to sow his field, quote unquote, bikalayim. What does that mean? You're not allowed to take seeds of two different types of fruits and vegetables, mix them together, and sow a plant in that way. Just like there's an idea that you're not allowed to work with two animals together. Just like there's an idea you're not allowed to breed two animals that are different species together. Just like there's an idea that you're not allowed to wear shatnez. You're not allowed to wear tzemer upishten yachta because they're two different materials. So too, there's a concept as it relates to working your field. You're not allowed to sow your field with two independent meaning. Sadcha loy sizra kalayim. You can't take a little bit of this min, a little bit of that min, and plant it together. Within the world of kalayim, there's a very important subcategory, and that's what's known as kilei hakerem. So if one of the two minims would be a kerem, would be a vineyard, grapes, so then the halacha is that you're not allowed to plant any other min together with it. That's obvious. Not just that, but what would emerge is that the resulting product would be very, very chomer. In fact, it's asa b'hanah. It's one of the examples of isurei hanah in the Torah, kilei hakerem. It's interesting that there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos right here in our sugya. So this is tucked away in Masechet Shabbos, daf pei dalet amid beis, whether or not the iser kilayim, sod chaloi sizra kilayim, where it's not kilei hakerem. Is that an issa deraisa? Or is that only an issa derabbanan? Pasha, you'd say, sod chaloi sizra kilayim. Of course it's an issa deraisa. Now it's true, there's a concept called kilei hakerem, which is also mentioned in the Torah. But the general idea of sod chaloi sizra kilayim is not exclusive to a kerem per se, but you'd think, without a question, for sure, it'd be true for all two minim. Stating that, Rashi in the Mishnah that we're about to learn says that the halachos of kilayim Midda Iraisa is only when one of the minim is a kerem. But if both minim are not a kerem, even though it's aser, it's only going to be a nisid rabbana. Tosfos argues, regardless, as it relates to the Iker Isser Kalayim, even though at first glance it would seem to be a science-based Isser, like all Isurim in the Torah, meaning the Isser is don't do X, Y, Z. Chazal with Megala, that when the Torah said you shouldn't plant two minim together, what it meant is you shouldn't plant two minim that are going to grow in a way that are going to give off the appearance as if they're somehow mi'urav, they're in a taruvus. So the iser is not so much not to plant them together, as much as it is, don't plant it in a way where it's going to give off the appearance as if they were planted together. So what's important when it comes to the halach of kalayim are the optics. Does it look like this is one big taruvos, or does it not look like this is one big taruvos? And if you can plant your field in a way where it's going to be clear that all the different minim that you planted were actually independent of each other, even if they're not, even if they're somehow infringing upon each other, even if the two plants are being yoinik from each other, they're absorbing nutrients from the other plant. So you would think, based on that, that should be a violation of sadcha lo sizra kalayim. But as long as it doesn't give off a bad appearance, that would be enough for it to be okay. And the topic of the daf is going to be from the appearance standpoint, from the optical perspective, which very much matters as it relates to the halacha of kalayim. If I want to plant in one big field a whole bunch of different patches of vegetables or different plants, how do I know if they're too close to each other so that it looks like I planted them together, hence I would violate the halacha of sadcha lo sizra kalayim, assuming there's no kerem over here, which is a good assumption for the daf. According to Rashi, we're discussing that in Issa d'Rabbanan. According to Tosfos, we're discussing in Issa d'Oraisa. And when would I say that no, it would not be a problem? So that's the question. When is it okay? When is it not okay? That is the backdrop of the Mishnah. And on that note, says the Mishnah, how do you know that if you have a patch within a garden where you planted things, that if it's 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim, that you'd be able to plant 5 different types of seeds, meaning 5 different types of plants, within an area that's a square, 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim. How would you do that? Arba al arba ruches aruga. You'd put 4 on the 4 edges of the patch of the aruga. V'achas b'emtza, one in the middle. Meaning, this is okay. And the Mishnah begins with a question. Minayin. How do you know that this is okay? Shenemar tzlunta from a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Samach Aleph. The pasuk says, ki ka'oretz toitzi tzimcha, uchegana zeru'el satzmiach, kein Hashem alekim yatzmiach, tzedaku tehilu neged kol ha'goyim. So this is a very optimistic pasuk, where the pasuk talks about how la'asad lava, Hashem is going to bring tzedaka into the world, and how is he going to bring tzedakah? There's a mashal, just like the land gives off its payros. Ki ka'aretz toitzi tzimcha uchegana zeru'el satzmiach, kein Hashem alekim yatzmiach, tzedakah usehila neged kol ha'am. Either way, we dash in the following. Satzmiach loy nemar zara loy nemar el zeru'el. It says Zeru'el. It doesn't say Zara, and it's because of that I know these 5 drashas. Says the Gemara, my mashma. What do you see in Zara loynema el Zeru'el? You quoted a very nice pasuk in Yeshaya Perik Samachal. What does it have to do with anything? Amr of Yehuda. So Yehuda said, the way you learn the pasuk is like this. It says, Ki ka'aretz toitzi tzimcha toitzi chad. It's coming to teach me one species. Tzimcha chad, that's a second. Hari tre. Zeru'el is a Lashon Rabim tre. That's another 2. Or arba. Satzmiya chad, that's a 5th, hachamisha. If that's the case, the pasuk is telling me that I'm allowed to plant sometimes 5 different minim within close proximity of each other. Now, the pasuk didn't say how close a proximity these 5 seeds are allowed to be. So for that, we need the chachamim to help us. It said, v'kiblu l'rabbanon d'chamsha b'shisa lo yanka mehadadi. That if you would plant 5 seeds within an area that's 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim, that the metzius is that one would not be yoinik from the other. So as long as you do it in that way, it's going to be okay. Says the Gemara, before we get to the punchline, how do you know that the Rabbanon even have a right to start opining and start using their knowledge that they have to help us determine whether or not one plant has been yoinik from the other plant or not? So the Gemara says, the pasuk says, that a person is not allowed to infringe on somebody else's property. We learn from there, that you're not allowed to plant something too close to your friend's plant, because if you do, your plant is going to infringe on his. It's going to be sucking out nutrients from his plant. That's not something you're allowed to do. So the Gemara explains, my gavlu rishon, what does it mean? Loisasik vul reyecha asher gavlu rishonim, amra shvul manachmeni, amra myoynesed. The pasuk says, elu bnei seyer, hachayri, yoishvei haaretz. So the bnei seyer, They lived in Seir, and they were from Chayri Yoishvei Ha'aretz. Right? The Gemara Atukuli Alma Yoishvei Rakinin, was everybody else living in the heavens, that they were called Yoishvei Ha'aretz. Where else did they live? Elisha, Yubakim, Yeshuvah Shalaretz. What it means is that they were Bekim in Yeshuvah Shalaretz. They understood the land. They were farmers, and from an agricultural perspective, they knew a lot. Shayu Aymer, they used to say, Meloi Kone Zayas Lazeh. They used to say, this is how much land you need, how much in order to grow olives. This is how much land you need in order to grow a gefen. This is how much land you need in order to grow a fig. What does chayri mean? They used to smell the land. And by smelling the land, they would know, literally, they would smell it. They would know what should be planted. What does that mean? They would taste the land like a snake. The snake eats dirt. So that's what they do. They would taste it, and by eating the dirt, they would know what's going on. They were called chayri because at some point they became b'nei. They were freed from the land. But the point is that you see that there were Rishonim, specifically the Bnei Seir HaChayri Yoshvei Yoretz, that agriculturally were brilliant. And they knew exactly what goes on underground, and they had an idea of how things grow. So that's what the Pasuk means, said Rabbi Yochanan. Who are these Rishonim? We're referring to Bnei Seir HaChayri Yoshvei Yoretz. They gave us a tradition. We have a Messiah from them that they understood the land. So if they said that if you plant too close to your neighbor's boundary, you're going to infringe upon it, you have to listen. We're referring to the Rishonim, not the Rambam and Rashi and the Rif. The Rishonim as in, literally, the beginning of time. The Bnei Seir HaChayri, Yoshvei Yoretz. The point is that we see that we're machshiv the knowledge that they had. So if we're machshiv the knowledge that they had, we can now ask them that if we have a pasuk in Yeshaya that seems to say that you're allowed to grow five different plants within a close area, that's the significance of the pasuk. Ki ka'aretz toitzi tzimcha uchigana zeru'eo satzmiach. Drasha. It says zeru'eo, not zarah, to teach me not four, but five. But the point is that we have a whole drasha. What proximity could you put them? The answer to that is, you could put these five within an area that's six tfachim by six tfachim, and the Mishnah explained, dalet al dalet rucha is four on the four, rucha is on the four walls of this patch, v'achas be'emtza, and one is going to be in the middle. So just to understand this a little bit better, there's long Rashi's over here, and a lot of pictures, so just so we understand a little bit what's going on. So if you take a area that's six tfachim by six tfachim, so literally a square, six tfachim by six tfachim, in this area, you would be able to now plant five different minim, five different seeds. How would you do that? So you would plant one, assuming the seed is a point, just for the illustration purposes, you'd put one in the four midpoints of the four walls. So if it's six tfachim, between three and four, so you would have one point on one wall, one on the other wall, one on the other, one on the other, north, south, east, west, each one is going to have a point. Then you're going to make another point, which is going to be the center of the plant. The purpose of the point is, it's going to be the center of the plant. That's where the seed is going to be. And you're going to put the seed in middle, so smack in middle of the square. The assumption is that a plant is yoinek three tfachim, 1.5 tefach in each direction. If that's the case, so let's look at it from the standpoint of the seed that was planted in the middle of this aruga. It's going to be yoinig 1.5 to the right, 1.5 to the left. Okay, now you planted three tefachim away another seed. That seed is also being yoinig 1.5 to the right and 1.5 to the left. Being that there's three tefachim, and each one's only going up to 1.5 tefachim, so it comes out they're not infringing upon each other. Being that they're not infringing upon each other, it's for that reason that this is going to work. So basically, the point is, you're going to have three tefachim in between each one of the seeds. That's what's going to make this work. Because each one could go 1.5 tefachim. It's like there's 1.5 going this way, 1.5 going that way. The whole thing is going to add up. And like this, everything is going to work. The question is, who said the Chachamim knew this? Like, what gave them a right? So for that, we needed Rabbi Yochanan. That you see, the Torah already referenced the knowledge that Seir HaChayri Yoshvei Ha'aretz had. When it said, Leisasik Vul Reyecha Ashagav L'Rishayim, so that's the source that we have, that we reckon with what it is at Chamanu. So the bottom line is, as it relates to Ilchus Kalayin, if you have an Aruga that's 6 Tfachim by 6 Tfachim, you're allowed to plant 5 different Zaroinim. You can't just do it recklessly, as long as you follow the guidelines. With the proper distancing, you know exactly how it's supposed to be. Seed here, seed here, seed here, seed here, another one in the middle. If you do it in that form, the halacha is, it's going to be okay. What's it based on? It's based on a piece of information that the Chachamim had. Asher Gavlo Rishonim, they had this from literally the Bnei Seir HaChayri Yoshvei Yaretz, and that is each seed is Yoinik, 1.5 Tvachim in each direction. So if it's 1.5 Tvachim in each direction, as long as they're not within less than 3 Tvachim of each other, you're not going to have a problem, says the Gemara. Rav Asi said, Aruga Toicha, Shisha Chutz Mikvuleh. So patches of vegetables that are sowed would always have a little walkway, an area where the farmer would be able to walk. So like this, he can water his plants. You don't want him to walk on the plants. So they would create a little walkway. That walkway was usually a tefach wide. So Rav Asi said that you have to say that the aruga that we just described, based on the methodology that we just spoke out, it means it's going to be 6 tvachim without the walkway. Because if the 6 tvachim of the aruga includes the walkway, then really you have to cut off a tefach from each wall, which means it's not going to be 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. If you do the math, it's going to be 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. So it's going to end up being smaller. If it's 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, you only have 2 tvachim in between seeds. If you have 2 tvachim in between seeds, so each one goes 1.5, they're going to end up infringing upon each other. So the only way this works is if the entire patch where you're growing, where the seeds are, is going to be 6 tvachim. What about the tefach walkway? That's going to have to be on the other side. So you can end up having another tefach on each side for the walkway. But the point is, if that path would be within the aruga, then based on the methodology, it would work. It means toicha has to be shisha. Says the Gemara, gvuleha bekama, as it relates to an aruga, which we'll see on Amid Beis, has ramifications in other areas of halacha as well. So this next question is not so much negeya, this halacha that we're learning right now, but we're talking about a patch, and we're discussing dimensions of a patch as it relates to laws. So the question is, la halacha, what would constitute a gvul? What would constitute a border for an aruga? Again, we'll see why there's significance if an aruga has a border. But what would be the definition? So the Gemara says, Gidetanan, it's a Mishnah Masechtas, Kalayim, as you would expect. Rebuda says, Reicha Kamoi Reicha Parsa. It has to be the width of the sole of a foot, which is a tefach. How do you know it? Dichsiv, he learned it again from a pasuk. V'hishkisa beraglocha kigan hayarak. And we learn from there, ma'regel tefach, afkul nami tefach. So we're talking about somebody who's watering a gana yerek. Biraglocha, what are we talking about is feet. So there must be some connection between the foot and the gana yerek. This is the connection to teach me that border is meloy roicha parsa. Amar Rav, Rav said, arugo b'chur b'shaninu. This halacha that we just mentioned, as it relates to an aruga, that if it's 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, you can plant 5 different types of zaroinim. This is only if the aruga was in a churva. It was literally in an empty area. It was in a vacuum, so to speak. If, however, this aruga was within other arugas, take a look at the picture. So if there's a bunch of arugas all piled up next to each other, so then it's going to be a problem. Why is it going to be a problem? Because then you have to start factoring how far or how close is one aruga to the other aruga. So the only way this works, said Rav, this is only one way to make this work. If it's an aruga b'chur b'shaninu, that's the only time the halach in this mission is true. If, however, it's not an aruga b'churba, then this is not going to work. What about the corners? Meaning there's a way to make it work, even if you have one aruga amongst other arugas. Meaning what's the problem? The problem is that if you have... Just take one picture. Well, actually, if you take a look at the picture in Rashi, on the Yomid. So if you have a bunch of arugas that are stacked on top of each other, so if you're going to plant along each one of the sides, so if you have aruga A and aruga B and aruga C are all next to each other, so the northern wall of each one is not going to have the proper space in between, and as a result, you're going to have an issue from one aruga to another aruga. So forget about the issue within the aruga. That the Mishnah already told me how you do it. As long as it's 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, you have 5, you follow the rules, then you can make it happen. But what about one aruga to the other aruga? So Rav said that doesn't work, but the Gemara says, why not? Why can I work it out with the kronos? Why can I make sure that the 5 seeds that I'm going to plant that are going to be on the 5 walls won't go all the way up to the corner? I'll make sure there's a little bit of gap. There's a little bit of a space. So the northern tip of this one and the southern tip of that one are both going to be vacant. As a result, you'll have the necessary distance between them. Why should that be a problem? So the Gemara says, Amri Be Rav Mishrav. Mishmeid Rav, Yeshiva Rav, they said over that they heard from the Yeshiva Rav, Bimamali Asakronas. Because Rav held that the Mishnah was talking about where the Kronos were full. Meaning you're right. If the Kronos weren't full, technically, there's no reason that an Aruga Ben Aruga shouldn't be able to work. But Bimamali Asakronas, that can't work. Fate the Gemara, the obvious question. But Lizver Me'avroi, Veloila Male Megavoi. Why did Rav decide to make an akimt in the Mishnah that the Mishnah is talking about when you filled up the kronos? As a result, he had to make another akimt in the Mishnah that the Mishnah is talking about in a aruga in a churba. Why do you have to say that? Why couldn't he say that the Mishnah is talking about either an aruga in a churba, or it could even be talking about an aruga beino arugais, v'hacha b'mayaskinim, where you left the kronos vacant? So why did Rav, what? Meaning if Rav only has a problem with one aruga and the other aruga, if you didn't fill up the kronos, it wouldn't be an issue, then why make it a kimt in the Mishnah that you filled up the kronos and be forced to say that there's no other aruga, and it's an aruga b'chur b'shanino? Just say that it could be talking either about aruga b'chorba or aruga bein arugas. There's no reason to limit the interpretation of the Mishnah and say, in the event that it's an aruga bein arugas, you'd have to say it's talking about where you left over some of the space. So the Gemara says, the reason Rav held that way is because Rav held the halacha. It has to be this way. Because Rav wasn't comfortable ever relying on this halacha of five different seeds within one aruga if it's an aruga bein arugais. Because the only time it works is if you weren't memali the kronos, and he was worried about a case that you weren't memali the kronos, up to a case where you may be memali the kronos. So it was simply in the spirit of a gzera. It was because of a gzera that Rav said, I'm never allowing an aruga bein arugais. Because the only time aruga bein arugais would work if you left the kronos empty. And I'm worried that what happens if you're going to rely on it even when you didn't leave the kronos empty. So you want to rely on this, it's fine, but only if it's an aruga b'churfa. There's no other aruga there. But if there's another aruga there, then it's not going to be okay. Now, just one thing to speak out. We could have spoken this out earlier. But just one thing that's worth mentioning, and that is, at the end of the day, if we're so worried about the distance between one aruga and the other aruga, why are you worried within the aruga itself? You have the plants that are going along the four walls, right? Had you the five seeds, one is in the middle, and then you have the other four on the four walls of this aruga. It's a square that's on the four walls. If it's six tachan by six tachan, which is what we're talking about, that means that the aruga that's on the, or the plant that you planted on the northern wall is going to meet the plant that you planted on the Mizrach wall. And the one that you planted on the Mizrach is going to meet the one from Darim. The one from Darim is going to meet Ma'ariv, and Ma'ariv is going to meet Tzafin. And you don't have the right distance over there. If you're supposed to be within three Tvachim from each other, you're not going to be within three Tvachim. It's true that Tzafin is three Tvachim from the middle, and Mizrach from the middle, and Ma'ariv from the middle, and Darim from the middle. But what about the one on the walls? They're all within close proximity to each other. Why is that not something we're worried about? The Teretz is because the whole concern is the optics. We're worried about what it looks like. Really, we don't care about this halacha. I mean, we care about it. Meaning, the halacha itself doesn't care, is the point. The point is that the kalayim is established by virtue of the fact that it looks like a taruvos. If you have one plant zigging and the other one zagging, one is going vertically and the other one is going horizontally, so it doesn't look like one big taruvus. If it doesn't look like one big taruvus, it doesn't bother me. The issue is where the two plants are parallel to each other, like the one in the middle and the ones on the sides. There, they're parallel to each other. That's where it looks like there's going to be an issue. Being that over there, it's where it looks like it's going to be an issue, that's where we have a problem. Just one other question. Going back to Rav's halacha again. What was Rav's halacha? That the only time it works is if it's aruga b'chur v'shaninu, but aruga b'chur arugas, that's going to be a problem. Why? Because Rav was sensitive to the proximity between the seeds in one aruga versus one in the other aruga. Why should this be different than a vegetable field? If you have a vegetable field, if you have two vegetable fields that are next to each other and they're two different species and one is like very is infringing upon the other mutter, it's okay. The nation is safe sada because you can tell it's a different field. And being that it's a different field, that serves as a mechitza. Just like we said, if one is vertical, the other one is horizontal. So there's a hecker. Doesn't look like it's the same. So therefore, it's okay. So why don't you say the same thing with two separate fields? By two separate fields, you have the same halacha. So by two patches, you should say the same halacha, right? If you have this halacha where one is this way and one is that way, you have this halacha by two fields. So why don't you have the halacha by two patches within the field? Shouldn't each patch give off an appearance as if it's separate? So Rav's worried about the two plants that are of different species in different patches within the same field. Why don't we say there's a hefsik within the two patches, which makes it look different, and as a result, doesn't give off the appearance anymore because it's kalayim? So the Gemara says, "Ein reish tor ba'aruga." You have to say that within two patches, it's just different. Two fields, yeah. One vertical, one horizontal, yeah. But if you have two arugas, one on top of each other, plant going vertical. Even though they're two different arugas, the optics is still going to be an issue. Bottom line is, what was Rav Shita? Rav said that even though it said in the Mishnah that if you have a square patch within a field that's 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, you can plant 5 different minim and not have a problem of kalayim. As long as you follow the instructions, there's something you're allowed to do. It's only if this aruga that you're planting was in a churva, there was nothing else there. But if it was an aruga, beinu aruga, it's going to be a problem. Why? Because Rav is worried about the proximity between the plant of one aruga and the plant of another aruga. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel argues. He said, aruga, beino aruga is shanino. He says, no, that lach of the Mishnah is true. Even if it's an aruga, beino aruga is. Says the Gemara, but it comes every ma'adati. Why isn't he worried about taking from one to the other? So the Gemara says, benoite shura lekan, v'shura lekan. Shmuel wasn't worried about it because Shmuel said it's possible to stagger it in a way where it's not going to be an issue. Meaning the Gemara has to cash on Rav. Why can't you stagger it in a way where there's going to be no problem between the proximity of one aruga and the other aruga? What was Rav's answer? It was Gzeira, Shema Yamali Asakronis. Shmuel wasn't worried about Gzeira. Shmuel said, you're right. If there's a proximity issue, then there's a proximity issue. But if you could stagger it in a way, there's no reason it wouldn't be Motes. Where Rav made Gzeira, Shmuel didn't make Gzeira. That's why, according to Rav, it's Dafka, Aruga, Bechurva, Shanino. According to Shmuel, it's true, even if it's an Aruga, Bein Arugas. Amar Ula. Ula said, Bo, B'marav, Na'eretz Yisrael, they asked another question. Hifkiya, tell him, Echad, Alpnei Kula, Mal. What would be that look? So Rashi has two pshatim, had to understand this question. But the crux of the Shaila is that what would be if somebody made a telem? A telem is a furrow that was 1 tefach deep. The point is that you planted a min that's different than the minim that are in the patch, but it's a tefach deeper than everything else. It's within the 3 tefachim. It's not distancing. But the question is, do you say that being that it's a tefach deeper, so that's a hecker that it's not together. As a result, it doesn't give off that bad appearance. As a result, it's not going to be a problem. Or maybe no. At the end of the day, it's within close proximity. It's going to be an issue. Meaning, we're discussing where everything is on an even playing field. Pun intended. So over there, I understand halacha. 1, 1, 1, 5. We got it. But the question is, what if one is deeper than the other one? Do you say that now it's different because it's on a different level? So from that standpoint, there's no issue anymore on that. Something Gemara, I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, "But irbuv ubitel esa shura." It's a problem. At the end of the day, it's an irbuv. It's a taruvah. It messes up the whole patch. Rav Asi said, "Irbuv matas shura." It's not going to be a problem. Isvi Rav Rav Ashi. Ravina asked Rav Ashi akasha hanetesh deishure shal kishur. If somebody plants 2 rows of melon, deishure shal dilun, 2 rows of gourds, deishure shal pula mitzri, or 2 shurets of pula mitzri. The point is that all 3 different meaning, you planted 2 rows of each, the halacha is mutter. It's not an issue. And the reason is because being that each one was planted in pairs, they stick out, doesn't look like they're next to each other, even though they are next to each other. They're within close proximity to each other. They don't have the proper distance between them, but it doesn't matter. The halacha is going to be mutter. Sure, akashal kishuv, akashal duv, akashal pula mitzri. But what if it wasn't 2, 2, and 2, but rather it was 1, 1, and 1? Aser, then it's going to be aser. Because the 1 doesn't stick out so much. Then it's going to look like 1 big taruvah. Sets, peers of 2, there it's going to look different. But if it's 1, it's not going to. What's the kasha? The kasha is that when you planted all these 1 rows, each one was in its own furrow. So as a result, why don't we assume that each one is separate? And being that each one is separate, it shouldn't be a problem. If you're telling me that each telem is considered separate, you're telling me, Ene ruva mevatel es ashura, hifkia telem echa plain kula, it's not a problem. The problem is all the seeds together, but if you have 1 in a telem, it's not an issue. So why do you say each one is its own telem? So if each one is its own telem, it should be different. So the Gemara says, Shani yachet ikashrach. Again, a technical answer. The Gemara says, the Metzia says that these 3 plants were unique. The way they grew was they had long vines and they would intermingle with each other, they would entangle with each other, and they grew outwardly. As a result, it's going to look like a taruvus. If they're rows of 2, then it looks interesting. Then you could tell that separate meaning. But if not, then it's going to be a problem. If somebody wants to take his whole garden and he wants to fill it up with Yerek, I mean, he doesn't want to have to lose the spaces that in between. So he wants to be able to fill up the whole thing. What he should do is he should take a patch that's 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, but he should draw a circle within the patch that's 6 by 6, umemale karnoiseh kol masha yirtza, and he'll be able to fill up the sides with whatever he's going to fill up. So you can take this min, make 1 big circle of it in middle of the field, and then on the 4 sides, we have a picture here by Tosfos, and on the 4 sides, you can have 4 other minim. So this is a way where you can literally fill up your whole gina, and we'll see, the Gemara will explain this a little bit more. But for now, draw this circle, one min, and then the four sides will be another min. What do you mean? Everything is so close to each other. The teretz is, like we keep on saying, as long as it doesn't look like one min, it's not a problem. If it doesn't look like it was planted together, it's going to be fine. If they look like they were planted separately, therefore it's going to be an issue. It sounds like you can literally plant your whole field this way. How can you plant your whole field? In between arugos, you're still going to have an issue. If the two arugos are going to be adjacent to each other, you're literally planting your whole field. So forget about the aruga itself. The aruga, yeah, it's a circle and four sides, so it doesn't look like one big taruvos. But what about the one patch on the other patch? The Gemara says, "Ami debeira b'anai, b'machre b'ena b'anai." It's talking about where you left space, fallow, between patch and patch. That's why that's not good. Rav Ashi said, Erev Zayrin Shasi. No, there's a way to do that as well. Meaning you don't even have to leave any space in between, said Rav Ashi. What you could do is if the sides of patch A was planted horizontally, the other one should be vertically. And if this one was vertically, that one should be horizontally. The point is, if they're going in opposite directions, it's going to be okay. When it comes to a patch, it's defined by six tefachim. At any time you deal with a patch as it relates to Hilchos Kelayim, you always have to look at it as a square. It says the Gemara, it sounds like only if it's a square, it's going to be mutar. But if it's not a square, then it's going to be a problem. We just said that this heter of five different minim is true even if there's a circle in between. You can have this huge circle in the middle of that ruga, and you're still going to have the same leniencies that we had in our Mishnah. So, Frank the Gemara, how does Hashem with this braisa? The braisa is avodas yarek berg echad shisha tefachim v'roi leisen kitavlo. It has to be like a square. So, says the Gemara, doesn't that contradict what we just said? The Gemara says, Hasam la kuli ba kula achrina lahata roish tura yoitze mimena. That halacha was coming to teach me something else. It wasn't saying that the only time you're allowed to plant five different minim is if it's a square. You can work with a circle and come and end up in the same place. There's one particular halacha that requires a square, and that is if you want to be matter, the roish tar hayotze mimena, as it relates to the halacha that if you have one field next to another field, we look at them as being distinct. That's only true if they're squares. Otherwise, you're not going to have that halacha. But the point is, the basic halacha of our sugya, which said that it's possible in an area that's 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim for you to go ahead and to plant 5 different minim, the halacha is that's something you can do regardless of whether this patch is a square or whether or not it's actually a circle. And we will end here.